A right busy morning in the studio today. It's 10:18 and I'm joined in the studio by Jen from Salon Guinea Pig. Hello, how are you doing?
Morning, hi, I'm okay, thanks.
Do you know how difficult it is for me to spell guinea pig? I did try. I got there eventually. It's really nice to see you in the studio today. You've got lots to talk about with Salon Guinea Pig. If you do want to check out the website, it's all the W's, salonguineapig.co.uk. So tell us about how first of all, you got involved.
Well, I was feeling a bit down about my looks after having a couple of babies. Didn't have a lot of money, so I decided to research if you can get free and discounted treatments, and came across Salon Guinea Pig when I was looking at all my academies locally. So I went for it and I got a few treatments through there, and I decided to start up a beauty blog. Then I met the Salon Guinea Pig website owner through my blog, and she asked me to come and work for her. And ever since joining Salon Guinea Pig, over the last 2 years, I'd say I've had about £5,000 worth of treatments, the equivalent of that money, totally discounted, some of them totally free.
This is I'm getting very excited now, because I do like me. Like you can see, like my nail's taken a little bit of a dive there with Michelle. So tell everybody exactly what Salon Guinea Pig is.
Okay, it's a website that matches people like me that want to volunteer to be a model for beauty treatments, to get them discounted and for free. And they will be matched with people who are studying beauty and doing their last assessments under supervision. So you're going to get a whole full beauty treatment, but you're also going to get the time taken for you to have a good pamper, because they're being supervised. It's an assessment. It's really nice. It's a whole other world.
It sounds actually pretty good, because sometimes, like you probably experienced in the past, you might have paid for treatment, I don't have much money, and you save up and you think, go and have a massage.
Do you know the funny thing?
And then you don't get it very well. But if you get it where you've got supervised, so people are actually doing it as part, they're actually going to be giving you probably more of their attention than if you went to a salon.
Yeah, they definitely are, and you can have a nice chat and talk about what they're doing, and it's just completely, you escape away from everything. But before this, I didn't feel the need to have treatments. It was after I had children, but I obviously didn't have the money to spend on myself. Felt a bit guilty about spending money on myself, so I decided to be a bit resourceful and find a way to do it.
So tell us about some of the treatments you have, because it isn't just one specific place. It's all over the place.
Yeah, it's a national thing. It will match people up all over Britain. I generally go around Hampshire, Windsor, London and Essex. I've had Botox quite a few times. It's worn off at the moment. I've had lip fillers a couple of times.
What's it like? What are they like, lip fillers? What's that like?
Yeah, it's okay. They numb your lips with cream.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a bit uncomfortable, but it's nice afterwards. It is nice to see the results.
Yeah.
Because as you get older, your lips get thinner, so it just evens everything out. But these places that do the training for this go for the natural look. That's what they're aiming for, because they're doing their assessments. They don't want to make people look ridiculous. They're not going to freeze your face or anything like that.
You've got really good skin, by the way, and your face is movable.
Yeah. It's completely worn off at the moment. But I do ask for a bit of movement when I do have it. You can get your stuff like haircuts and nails and things like that too. And I've had a lot of semi-permanent makeup as well, which helps me, because with school run and kids daily, I go barefaced quite a lot. So it just makes your eyes pop and your eyebrows look really well manicured and everything. So, yeah.
What's been your favourite treatment that you've had, that you've managed to get? And what sort of discount with Botox, you went in to have Botox, how much normally would that cost you? Is it about sort of £200 a go normally?
It's between £200 and £300 for three areas on your forehead and around your eyes. But if you're going to, like say, KT training in London or something like that, they're only going to charge you for the Botox, for the actual material. So it costs you £100.
Right, okay. And so you've got like supervisors there as well, making sure they're going into the right points.
Oh, yeah.
These people are nearly qualified anyway, aren't they? So
yeah, they're medically trained. They're all nurses, midwives, doctors, GPs, dentists. So they all know how to inject anyway.
So you saved, so over the last sort of 2 years, you said it's about you've had about £5,000 worth of treatment.
Yeah, and the most expensive ones have been the semi-permanent makeup, because I go back again and again and again. I get them for like £25.
That's excellent. Yeah. Now, do people have to sign up to the website? How do you actually go about doing
it? You just sign up. Gmail's the best email address to sign up with, because you're going to get a lot of spam with Hotmail, and you'll get more notifications with Gmail. But just keep checking with the website too. But when you sign up, you can put all your specifications in of what you want. There's everything there. There's piercing. There's Botox. There's SPMU. There's haircuts.
What's SPMU? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, semi-permanent makeup.
All right, sorry, I'll get rid of
that. The tattooed-on stuff.
I'm looking at Tony.
There's also skin tightening, laser skin tightening, fat freezing. I've had some of that too. That's a nice alternative to Botox, the laser skin tightening. It produces all the collagen, gets it up to the surface. Your skin gets tighter over time.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, I think I need to get that tummy. Oh, Tony's waving his arm in the background. So Tony Smith from Sunday Lunch is in the background. He probably does need a little bit of work. So you sign up. It's all the wsalonguineapig.co.uk. So you go there. You've also got a PR company as well. So going from right the way back from you've had your children, wasn't too sure what to do. You've sort of come right the way through to
It's just Jenny Marketing and PR.
Yep. And what kind of things do you do there?
I get involved with singers, people making films, people making TV programs. I've done a bit of fashion, mainly beauty stuff is good as well, and I don't mind doing swapsies as well with the beauty stuff.
Yeah,
because I totally love become addicted to beauty treatments, from going from no beauty treatments to being totally addicted to them.
Do you ever go for like massages and stuff?
I've had the hot stone massages.
That's lovely.
It's lovely, and the Indian head massage and things like that as well. So yeah, it's nice.
Last time I went for a massage, I paid about £20, and it was a local place. And I went in, and the girl had a really bad cough, and I ended up with like a really bad flu afterwards because she sneezed on my back about 5 times. And the thing is, when you haven't got, it's okay if you've got stacks of money, you can afford to go to different places. But I actually just thought, I'm going to treat myself, because I didn't have much money, and it's like one of those things, I'm going to treat myself something nice. And when you get it and it goes wrong, it's quite disappointing, you know, when you go to some places. But if you want to get your treatments, do check out all the W's. salonguineapig.co.uk. All you'd have to do is sign up, then you'll get emails. You can basically put in all the details of what you're looking for, and then you'll get, is it every sort of day or a couple of days?
There's also a Facebook page for Salon Guinea Pig, and you can check that one daily if you've not got time to go onto the website. And then you could see a treatment that you like, click on it, go into the website, and then sign in and send a message to the person saying, yeah, I'm up for that, you know, and get them to contact you back. That's a good way of just going for it and getting your treatment. So I do that all the time.
And you do it, and it's Essex, London, and it's all over the country. So
we have them everywhere, in Scotland, Wales, just all over Britain, everywhere, all up north, everywhere.
That's brilliant. I'm looking, because I'm thinking to myself, I wouldn't mind having the fillers for the lips.
Oh, they're lovely.
I'd like
to have
that. And also my friend up north, she's up in Yorkshire, so I'm going to recommend it to her as well. But she has quite a lot of Botox, although I've seen the pictures and her face looks like it ain't moving much. But she says you can have it around your eyes, and I didn't realise that it can actually sort of help with lines around your eyes. I only thought it was for your forehead Botox.
Yeah,
I didn't realise.
It relaxes just around the corners of your eyes underneath. And you know, it just irons out those wrinkles for 3 months.
Yeah.
But I do personally advise letting the Botox wear off completely before going for another course of it. It's just a personal thing for me. I like to use my muscles.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes when you look at some of the actresses at the moment, they do look a little bit... somebody mustn't tell them, you know. So if that was me, I want somebody to say, your face is not moving. Get it sorted. As if my face wouldn't move. Well, thanks very much for coming in today, Jen. It's great. You've got your PR company. Just another shout out for that, which is...
It's Just Jenny Marketing and PR. I'm on Twitter at JustJenny25.
And then it's all the wsalonguineapig.co.uk.
Yep.
And Facebook.
And the Facebook, I have one, Just Jenny Marketing and PR, and Salon Guinea Pig have a Facebook. And Salon Guinea Pig are on Twitter as Salon Guinea Pig as well. So all the treatments come up on Twitter as well. So you can connect straight to the Facebook page or straight to the website there.
I've just joined the Twitter page.
Lovely.
Right, so don't forget, if you want to save yourself some money on having beauty treatments, that's all over the country, so you can recommend it to friends wherever they are, in Essex or up in Scotland or wherever. Have a look at the website, all the wsalonguineapig.co.uk, and you can save yourself a fortune on all types of beauty treatment, whether you're having... tattooing, Botox, wrestling, your hair, massages, the whole works.
Even piercings and things like that.
Do you know, I might add, I went with a friend to watch her get a piercing done. I fainted. But she was very pleased. Anyway, right, thanks very much to Jen for being in the studio.
Thank you.
10:28, here's Lizzie with Further Away. And.